So I'm here with Davo after progressing through on penalties tonight in the Hampshire Senior Cup quarter-final against Lymington Town. Davo, not quite an easy night for you, especially after the first 20 minutes when they went down to 10, and it looks from the sidelines as though maybe you were gonna have a little bit of an easier night because you sort of dominated the first half, really.
Yeah, I mean, overriding emotions are delighted that we're through to the semi-finals. No credit to Lymington. Somehow they stayed in this game. I do not know how the game wasn't won in 90 minutes. I mean, we must have had, it's probably generous to say, 75% possession. The vast majority of the game was spent in their half and their final third. We had lots and lots of good play. Pitch was difficult, I'm going to be honest. I know the weather's been poor, but it was very, very difficult to play on. And our final ball lets down at times. But we've got to be more clinical than that. We've absolutely dominated the game beyond belief, and should have been several goals ahead. And then they've scored late on, and it's gone to penalties. I mean, ridiculous rule in itself that there's no extra time. But we ended up progressing on penalties, which we never ever do. So yeah, really pleased in the end.
And I'll say obviously about the lad getting sent off. Obviously you started the game quite well. You seemed to have a lot of the possession to start with, and as I say, it was a big turning point in the game. Sort of 15, 20 minutes in, and the lads got sent off. And from there on in, the game never really looked in doubt, and it was very comfortable up to half time. And you go in with a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, I mean, the lad, it was ridiculous what he did, and I think he thought he was being clever and winding us up and that, but he's just slap kinging in the face, and the linesman saw it, and foolish from him. And, he should have probably cost them the game, really. I'll be honest, I don't think it had a massive bearing on it. We were absolutely dominating the game big time anyway. It was at 0-0, and we've dominated the half. And then we've managed to nick a goal quite late on in the half after spending most of the game in their final third. Frenchy with a nice bit of skill and a good finish for 1-0 at half-time.
Yeah, and over the course, the 90 minutes, I can only really remember Pricey having two saves. And other than that, he wasn't really tested. And I mean, I suppose from looking on from the outside, it would seem that tonight, silly free kicks let you down in the end. And you've ended up, as I say, drawing the game.
Yeah, it's true. Pricey said he was still clean by the end of the game. He didn't have to dive once. And ultimately, we've conceded. And yeah, you're right. It was a sloppy free kick that we gave away, which we do too much. Gives teams an opportunity to bombard a ball in the box, and that's what they did after, like I say, absolutely dominating the half or the second half. And the lads put a good ball in the box after a stupid foul, and he's headed it in well for 1-1, only giving us five minutes or so. And we had one or two opportunities after that, but we didn't really. They sat in deep, and we didn't get the goal that we needed. And we had to rely on penalties.
You couldn't have asked, really, for a better start to a week or a better 3 or 4 days, could you? You hadn't won away from home. You've gone away in the league and obviously picked up your first win on Saturday. You followed that up with another win away from home, albeit on penalties, but still another win away from home. And surely you take that momentum in now to survive some Saturday.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely. It's great that we've won away. It's great that we've won away again today. It's difficult, these cup games. I mean, Hampshire Senior Cup is a very prestigious cup. We're now in the semi-finals of a big competition. There's potentially two Conference South clubs waiting for us, and probably Winchester or Sholin, I suspect. And we'd be absolutely delighted to get through. But it is difficult on a Tuesday night. It's not a league game. It's a long way right out in the forest for some of our lads, and a few were struggling to get here on time and stuff like that. It makes it difficult, but we've got the job done. And before, I've got to mention the penalty shootout. We took some clinical penalties. We've been poor in penalty shootouts in my time here. We've never won one. And Pricey's made, what did he make, two, three saves? Three saves, was it?
Three saves.
I'm going to big him up again. He's just absolutely phenomenal goalkeeper, and he proved it again when he was needed in the pens. I never doubted that he would make some saves. I'd sort of question whether we'd slot the penalties away, but we did, with the exception of Rossi, who after his magnificent penalty in the final the other day last season, he poor penalty, and other than that, we looked good.
And you've stolen my last point, really, around Pricey, but you must be absolutely delighted with him. Obviously, the league game on Saturday, I remember saying to you what a great performance he had, and he absolutely kept you in that game. And then tonight, albeit he hasn't had a lot to do, but as you rightly say, you get to a penalty shootout, you can't knock a keeper who pulls off three saves in a penalty shootout.
Yeah.
And he must be on top form now.
Yeah, he is. He's delighted, isn't he? He's a good lad. The lads love him a bit, and I love him to bits as a keeper and an absolute club captain. I couldn't have asked for more than what he does. You know, he travels a long way, he loves the club, he loves the lads, and I'm eternally grateful for what he does for us. I think he's absolutely outstanding, the lad, and I'm pleased for him to be the hero tonight. He was, funny enough, he was going to be taking the next penalty, so he obviously made that last save, so he didn't have the pressure of slotting a pen in, although he probably would have enjoyed that.
Well, for me, all that's left to say is congratulations on your win tonight. I hope the draw is favourable for you with a home tie in the semis. And best of luck for Saturday at home to St Ives.
Yeah, we look forward to that. We've got to train now hard for St Ives. St Ives are a good side, very good. You know, they're pushing for the title. And, you know, we're going to need to be right on song for it. I'm sure they'll bring a fair few supporters down. They're well supported. They're a good football club and they're flying. So, you know, hopefully it's been a while since we've been at home. Certainly in the league, it's been a long, long time. So hopefully we can replicate the form that we've had at home, get that going again, and, you know, be ready for a tough old battle.
Well, best of luck.
Cheers, mate.